BBC News with Ian Purdon. President Obama has put forward sweeping new rules to curb the size and risk-taking of big banks. He said banks that taxpayers safeguarded against failure should not take unnecessary risks, and he would tighten any loopholes that allowed those banks to undertake risky transactions for their own profit.
We intend to close loopholes that allowed big financial firms to trade risky financial products like credit default swaps and other derivatives without oversight, to identify system-wide risks that could cause a meltdown, to strengthen capital and liquidity requirements, and to ensure that the failure of any large firm does not take the entire economy down with it. Never again will the American taxpayer be held hostage by a bank that is too big to fail.
Minutes after the president had spoken, the Dow Jones Index of shares in New York fell by 2%. The American Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has urged China to investigate cyber attacks that recently led the internet company Google to threaten to pull out of the country. In a speech, Mrs. Clinton said countries that restricted free access to information risked walling themselves off from the progress of the next century. Google has said the attacks aimed at Chinese human rights activists originated in China. Haitian officials say they'll resettle as many as 400,000 people from the capital Port-au-Prince after last week's devastating earthquake. The Interior Minister, Paul-Antoine Bien-Aimé, said that buses were being laid on to take people from makeshift camps to villages in the north and south. The main seaport in Port-au-Prince, badly damaged in the quake, is now handling limited amounts of cargo, as Adam Minot reports.
The vast majority of aid has arrived in Haiti so far by air. The port opens up a new avenue for supplies. A large bulk carrier vessel can hold much more than a large transporter aircraft. The needs of Haitians are currently overwhelming attempts by the international community to supply them. And a working port will help, even if it operates at just 10% of its capacity.
Jack Straw, who was British Foreign Secretary at the time of the Iraq invasion, has said he could have prevented Britain's participation in the war. Mr. Straw told a government inquiry into British involvement that if he had not backed the invasion, then the then Prime Minister Tony Blair would not have had enough support in Cabinet or Parliament. Mr. Straw also told the inquiry that he opposed America's policy of regime change in order to remove Saddam Hussein.
Whatever the policy of the United States, which the Atlas was for, regime change, as a purpose of foreign policy, that was off the agenda so far as the United Kingdom was concerned. A foreign policy objective of regime change, I regarded as improper and also self-evidently unlawful.
World News from the BBC. The president of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, has denied that last year's presidential election was fraudulent. Mr. Karzai told the BBC the vote was seriously misrepresented by the media and certain people in the West, especially in the United States and Britain. The president also said Britain and the United States are supporting his new plan for attracting members of the Taliban back to society through money and jobs. He denied it was a sign of weakness.
The Taliban know that they would never be able to come back as a government. The Taliban know that they will never be able to come back to take territory in any form. But we know, as the Afghan people, that we must have peace. War is not the only way forward. This has to be supplemented with a proper peace activity, a proper reconciliation, to avoid more bloodshed, casualties for all of us.
An American defense contractor is to stop putting biblical references on the rifle sights it sells to armies around the world. The firm, Trigicon, had inscribed short references to Bible passages on the optical gun sights. On discovering this, many defense ministries said it was inappropriate and could lead to allegations that their troops were involved in religious wars. The former Democratic Party presidential hopeful John Edwards has admitted that he fathered a child with one of his campaign staff, despite having denied it repeatedly. The affair went on while Mr. Edwards was competing with Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton for the nomination in 2008. His wife was being treated for cancer at the same time. German police say they're still looking for a middle-aged man in a business suit a day after his laptop set off an explosives alarm, creating a security alert that caused chaos at Munich Airport. The man and his laptop disappeared into the crowds. They say the man isn't wanted for any criminal matter, although airport staff say he'll be recognised if he ever checks in again. BBC News.